piggle, an innocuous, perhaps even sacred, action that's performed right now, but with the machshava, with the intentions, with the thoughts of ultimately distorting the terminus of the process which is begun by this action. It's a maisa shchitas kodshim, an act of shechting an animal, l'shem, being makrivit HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mizbeach. But the kavana of the shochet is that the process which begins with shchita and continues with Kabbalas Hadam and with Holachas Hadam to the Mizbeach, that it should culminate in a zrika, in sprinkling the blood on the altar, and in achila, in eating of the meat. It's the kavana of the shochet that those last two steps should be distorted and performed after the time which is allotted to them. This is the nature of pigul. And the Gemara has a discussion about other types of innocuous or even sacred actions which are performed with the intention of distorting the terminus of the process, such as an act of shchitas kodshim, almanas, the intention on condition, more with the intention, that the zvikas hadam should be performed shalo lishma. It's not the same as with the intention for zvikas hadam to be performed chutz lizmanu, beyond the time allotted to it. This intention of shalo lishma is perhaps a lower grade of psul, but nevertheless, it's basically the same case as pigul, a fine action now coupled with the intention to distort the process's conclusion. And then the Gemara presents a third parallel case, namely that of a person who shechts an animal which is chulin, or even let it be kachim, but chulin too, which is a perfectly innocuous action, but with the intention, ultimately, of being zorek, the dam ha-behema, for avodah zara. Once again, the innocuous present action right now is coupled with the intention of distorting something further down the line. And even though by pigul there's no debate, it's explicitly a pasuk in the Torah that machshev es pigul renders the carbon pasul. However, with regards to these other two cases, shchita amenas lizrok shalo lishma, and shchita amenas lizrok l'avodah zara, there's a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, the Gemara is pretty explicit. I want to discuss a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'o. The machlokes involves the following case. What happens if a Jew shechts an animal almanas that a goy should be zorik the dam lavo de zara? Does that change anything? It's no longer the shochet who intends to do the zvika lavo de zara, but the shochet has in mind that a guy is going to do the zvika l'avodah zara. On the surface, this seems to be the same case. It's an innocuous ma'isa shchita coupled with intention that something problematic should occur at the end of the process which shchita begins. However, not all Rishonim agree with this. The Ra'o exclaims, the Rashba exclaims, V'chi shlichus yesh bedavar, is there a concept of shlichus, of agency, whereby the actions, or the intended actions, of the guy will be able to be misyaches, to trace their roots back to the Yisraelis doing the Shochet? By all means not. So what exactly is this machlokas? Again, the case differs slightly from the Gemara's case. In the Gemara's case, it's the person who's doing the Shechita who himself intends to ensure that the completion of the process is performed bipsol. In the case that the Rashba and the Ra'ah debate, it's where the Shochet does not have intention at all to do this himself. In fact, he may be ideologically opposed to it, but he's got to make his parnasa, and he's selling it, he's doing a shechita for the goyim, and the goyim want the animal to sprinkle the dam l'avod zara. So the question is, what's the halacha? So the Rashba says that the meat is mutter. There's nothing wrong with such a shechita. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that this shechita is not similar to pigul in any respect, because the person who's doing the shechita does not himself intend to do the zrika. As opposed to, is it the Ra'ah, I think? The Ra'ah says no, it's the same exact case. That the person has intention that the process is going to be completed bipsol. Why does it make a difference whether he plans to complete the process himself or whether he plans to have somebody else complete the process for him? So what's pshat in this machlokas? So I want to make a quick lomdish chakira. So chakira about the nature of pigul primarily, but the same chakira can also be asked of all cases where the action being performed at present is inherently innocuous or can even be sacred, but where it's performed with the machshava, with the intention to ultimately distort the process. And the chakira is as follows. What is it that causes the carbon to become pigul? Is it the fact that the shochet is a rasha? He's an evil man because he's having a machshava which the Torah told him not to have. Lo yichashev lo pigul yiyya. Shouldn't have such a machshava. Lo, don't do it. So he's transgressing the words of the Torah in a particular way. And the Torah says that when its words are transgressed in this particular way, the result is pigul. So it has nothing to do with what it is that he intended. It's much more, the Torah said don't do this, and he did it. And the Torah says if you do it, the following consequences happen.